Everything God does is an expression of love. If God is love, then everything he does must ultimately be an expression of love. This includes not only redemption and blessing, but also correction, discipline, and judgment. Humanity often struggles with this because we interpret love sentimentally. We imagine that love must always feel gentle and pleasant, yet real love also confronts destruction and works toward healing. The revelation of Jesus Christ confirms this perfectly. Christ healed the broken, forgave sinners, and welcomed the outcast. Yet he also exposed hypocrisy, overturned corruption, and spoke hard truths when necessary. Both tenderness and judgment flowed from the same heart of love. The destruction of Sodom may appear terrifying, yet Scripture later reveals that even Sodom will ultimately be restored. Judgment was real, but it was not the final word. This changes the entire way we view God. He is not divided against himself. Love is not fighting against justice. His judgments themselves serve the larger purpose of restoration and reconciliation. To know this, God correctly begins freeing the heart from fear by Arthur P. Adams.